Sports Booth, live from SkidRowStudios.com. I'm your host, Eldrick Bone, here ready to set things off in the wild, wild world of sports. But I can't do it alone. I have to bring a couple friends with me. In the studio, we got Mr. Jay Harrison, Mr. Jacob Stockfish,
boom,
and Mr. Michael Lorenzo Porter. I'm mom. Hi, mom, indeed. This is catchphrase if you guys haven't got it, man. I'm ready for this. We got boom and hi, mom. So, got a lot to talk about, just as always. Let's hit it off straight, because we had a really another interesting week in baseball. I love it. My caption, what is going on with the Tigers?
Terrible.
It's the World Series right now as it stands. The Giants are in position to sweep the Detroit Tigers.
Porter sitting over there with a smile, only guy in the room with a legitimate happy smile. A
Giants fan.
It's not that they won, it's because I was right.
It's not that they won, it's because they were right. Oh, man. It's, yeah. I mean, who called it? We were all in unison about the Tigers thing. Even Moises, who called in, was Tigers. They're just going to sweep. They're going to demolish.
He's a real Dodger fan. He's a real cat.
Man, is that, hold on. Did we talk about the whole not being biased in here?
I mean, yeah, we can talk about not being biased.
I'm not biased. I'm really a Dodger fan.
There's a difference between bias and Dodger fan.
I don't care if the Giants are their absolute favorites. I will never pick them.
Never, ever. But I honestly did think Detroit was going to win. Honestly, I really did.
I did too. Game one, I had Verlander pitching lights out.
He's a buster.
We all did. But yeah, he's a straight buster now. Two, you get to two series and you can't win one. You
0 for 3?
Yeah, that's...
I thought the Giants had a tougher road and the momentum factor was there. I just thought they were going to beat the Tigers. I didn't really think that...
That the Yankees put up much of a fight, obviously. I thought the Tigers had a much easier road, and Giants look like the better team. And right now, they're proving it.
Well, we agree with that. I agreed with you on that, was that the Tigers didn't really have them a lot. I mean, who do they beat? Like I said, the Yankees. And we're like, oh, they're more of a name brand. Moises called in. He's like, yeah, they have the second best record in the American League.
I think the Giants came into this playing with a little chip on their shoulder. They knew they were going against Miguel Cabrera and Verlander and these big-name players. Giants really don't have too many big-name players, You can maybe say like Sandoval and Posey, maybe, I guess, and Kane, some of their Lincecum, I guess. But I think they played with a chip on their shoulder and really wanted to come out with their pitching and prove their Fielder and Cabrera weren't just going to walk all over them.
Well, what do you attribute the win to? That's a couple things right there.
Pitching, straight up.
The pitching matchup has just been lights out.
It's been too much.
They've allowed 3 runs, I think, in 3 games.
It's bad.
I think the Tigers fell off, straight up. I think that's all that happened. I mean, if you look... I agree with the pitching with the Giants, but didn't the Tigers set some second best ERA of all time by starting pitchers in the ALCS? It was 0.66. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
But series to series, the drop off in that has been ridiculous. I mean, it's not like the Giants are scoring a bunch of runs. The first game, maybe, off of Verlander.
That's why I blame the Tigers, because you have the Triple Crown winner, you have Prince Fielder, you have, other good guys who can bat, Avila, you have Jackson, there's other guys who can hit on that team, and you're not scoring one run?
I don't know. I think Miguel Cabrera has not had a good postseason period. And,
agreed.
It was just a matter of time before that caught up to them. They were able to beat they were able to beat the Yankees. They didn't put up much of a fight. You got A-Rod benched. Did anybody think the Oakland A's would beat them? No. He really needed to have a great postseason for them to win, and he just never did.
The way they looked against the Yankees, though,
collectively, I'll give you that. But
The way they're playing against the Giants is not indicative of what they came off of in the series against the Tigers or the Yankees. Yeah. And that's why I'm really upset. It's the Giants, they're playing good.
Right.
But you can't score one run. I mean, Liskin's gonna be giving up hits all year and you can't even score off of him. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I think they're pressing.
The Tigers played the Yankees like that was their World Series.
Yeah,
but then again, how was the Yankees pitching? You have them pitching defensively because they can't get any runs. They were shut out, 3 times out of the whole thing?
Yeah.
And got their ass whooped in one of the games completely and lost Jeter and all that bad stuff that happened. Okay. But that's the truth. The Tigers hitting was allowing pitching to be a little, let's take the edge off a little bit, mm-hmm. pitch our game, a little less pressure.
That's my whole point is I think the Tigers just totally fell off. I mean, they had 0.66 ERA by the starting pitchers in the ALCS. They come into the World Series knowing that with one of the best pitchers, quote unquote, of our time, who can't win a World Series game ever.
I think he's 0-3.
What does this mean for his career? What does this mean for his career, Verlander's career, in terms of late legacy? Not clutch, not a big game pitcher.
Exactly what it means.
Well, how old is the guy? I mean, what is he, 28?
28?
He's still got time. You know, obviously we've got...
This is huge, though, dog. 0-3 is really big.
I mean, this looked like the year they should have won it. And I'm not taking away credit from the Giants. If they win it, then congrats. But that's a team they should be able to beat, in my honest opinion. Going into that series, everybody picked the Tigers, and they picked them for a reason.
On paper, yes. But, you know, that momentum they had coming in was, I felt, would be the...
But your bias is a Giants.
Not true.
Well, that momentum was a big factor. You got three games straight twice in the postseason to win three straight to advance to the next round, the next level. And the St. Louis Cardinals are no easy feat at all, by any means. The pitching, the hitting, that series was crazy. Mm-hmm. That you have high scoring games at the end. It's like 8-0, 7-0.
Yeah, those games were getting ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's whoever scores first is almost the immediate winner. Mm-hmm. So it's just crazy. The bats have been hot for the Giants, absolutely. And all around, to evened out. Pablo Sandoval, what an amazing game one.
We should have started with that guy.
Yeah.
Three jacks in your first three at-bats?
That was amazing. He went for four game one.
That ruined the series for the Detroit Lions. I mean, Detroit Tigers.
It started off on a high note with that. I mean, Pablo Sandoval, 12 home runs all year. You hit three and never hit a three home run game in his life, and you do a game one of the World Series. I mean, what a time to pick.
Great
to
timing.
Have your first three home run game.
They ain't got the consistency of Scoots. Scootero is just, wow, getting on base. He has, what was his streak? He had like 9-game straight getting on base.
Yeah. It was 10.
I think he either tied or broke the record.
He was hitting .500 going into the series. Like,
I mean, low key, he might have turned into the biggest acquisition. Wouldn't you say that? I mean,
absolutely, got picked up after the All Star break.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no one looked at it like, oh, this guy's gonna be the difference maker. But sometimes those are the moves that you need to win championships, and it's proving right now.
Hunter Pence, big pickup too.
Yeah, I'm wondering though, what do they end up doing with a guy like Melky Cabrera, who they kind of did all this without? What do you do with him?
Get rid of him. You obviously didn't need him.
And he's gonna soil your name, your team name. You don't need that.
And other teams could use him.
And you know, it's in a sense, it's honorable that they did that, because we're all looking at it like, I personally would have put him in. I don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? You're in the World Series, like, you know, try to win the game. Yeah. So, I mean, it is kind of a, you know, honorable thing that they didn't put him in. But I think at this point, why keep him? You won the series without him. I mean.
Good point.
What do you think, Eldrick?
Yeah, I would absolutely get rid of him. Why would you hold on to someone who's used? This is like the whole A-Rod thing, that I would get rid of him too. Because we were talking about him having a big one-year contract, and would I sign him again? Hell no. That's immediately, though. He's not worth it. It'd be more like, hey, it'd be nice to, and if you're going to retire next year, then maybe. Then I would totally do that, just so you could retire your jersey and go down as one of the greatest Yankees to ever play the game without having a terrible season, another terrible season, I should say. So, something interesting that came to mind was Buster Posey's performance in the last two series, including this one. Do you feel like he's been underperforming? Or I personally feel like he's been figured out.
I don't know if he's more being like more cautious and like taking more pitches and like kind of like trying to slow his game down more. But I guess you can say, you think pitchers have found him out at like how to like pitch to him?
Yeah, I think so. Because I mean, he was doing really great last season. The World Series, he's great, absolutely. Who did they beat first? The Reds? Mm-hmm. Those three games, that was because of him. He had a grand slam. And then the St. Louis Cardinals, he played a really quiet series, really, really quiet series. And this time around, he's batting, hitting 2-for-4 a night.
His job.
If he does.
His job for me, he's more of the quarterback of that team. He calls all the pitchers are only having the series they're having because of Buster Posey. Like, there's nothing one of these pitchers can do without Buster Posey.
I'm sorry, I have to disagree on that totally. I mean, you think
Barry Zito would have had a great game one without Buster Posey?
It's not about that, but you're saying that he has to be the quarterback of the team on defense. Like, the guy's about to win the MVP in the NL. You got
to
perform.
Yeah, he does have to bat.
That's the bottom line. And his bat, if it wasn't for the Giants picking up his bat, the Giants wouldn't be in the situation they're in. So, yeah, he's definitely underperforming.
Yeah.
You're a catcher. Of course you're supposed to be the quarterback of the team. Like, that's obvious. But you got to also, like, it's not the fact, like, catchers aren't the best hitters in the game, typically, you know, so we understand that. But you're coming off that. I mean, if we're going to get on Miguel Cabrera for not hitting good, we got to get on Buster Posey for not hitting good as well.
I think the interesting thing is how young Posey is. You know, we forget that he's probably younger than all of us.
This is his fourth year, third year?
Fourth year. Yeah. So he still has time to improve on things. I don't think anybody's, you know, maybe they have figured him out, but it's things he can change. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's there's things like his bat speed's gone. You know, that's not the case.
I really agree with Jay, though. That's I didn't even consider that because I was thinking about his chemistry with Lincecum last season. Or, yeah, last season in the World Series. And I was watching tape on how Lincecum would pitch. And Buster Posey is the one memorizing, how did he hit last? How do we pitch them last? And they would pitch them left to right. Or they would switch it up on different hitters. We have a caller. Oh, we have a caller. We'll patch him through. Who is this joining us in the sports booth?
Oh, this is your old boy Lou, guys.
It's Lou.
Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou, man. Welcome to In the Sports Booth, man. I hope you've been listening in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man.
All right, good stuff. We were just talking about the series. Why do we think the Giants did such a great job, you know, demolishing the Tigers so far?
Well, I mean, definitely having Lincecum in that bullpen is just kind of an unfair advantage for anyone, I think. I don't really know what the explanation is behind the lack of power behind their Detroit's bats, though. I mean, that's really an anomaly that just swung the series in a completely strange direction. I don't think anyone saw coming.
I agree with Lou. We should have talked about that earlier. Lincecum out of the pen has been the sleeper move of this postseason because, like, wow. You can't just have a two-time Cy Young Award winner come in. He could be starting game one if he really wanted to.
Well, they're talking about trading him now.
I don't see why.
Yeah, I wouldn't see why either. I mean, another thing, too, you got to count on is, were it not for Barry Zito beating Justin Verlander. Wow. I mean, a week ago, I don't think if one of us said that, he would be deemed like a complete imbecile and no one would ever talk to him again.
Barry Zito from 02, pitching a gem?
That's a really good point, actually, because apparently, from what the Giants have been saying, is that Barry Zito has really been working hard in the offseason to get to this point. And honestly, he's starting, like, if you win the series, you basically say, if Zito was a big part of that, he has kind of earned that.
He played with a chip on it. You don't think he's playing with a chip on his shoulder too?
He
left off of that roster last year.
Yeah, he has to be.
And I mean, the year they went to the championship.
And you know, it can't be easy for a guy who really, you know, is humble and is making that much money to have to sit back and know he's not a part of winning a World Series, but he's a big part this year of winning this World Series. Yeah. That's a good point, Lou.
No, absolutely. The postseason, not just the World Series, but the entire postseason, he's been on point. It's absolutely ridiculous. They're actually, like, you actually have Giants fans in favor of his extension now.
Yeah, right. I mean,
you can't say that in the middle of the season.
No, you're absolutely right. And if they win the series, it's kind of like Lincecum. Like, you can't really let him go because that first series, he was so big. And once you win one series, like, you're basically golden in fans' eyes. You know, that's, win one, like, we'll never forget that. It's not like you win them that often.
Absolutely. You're going from never having it to having it twice.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's just hope, I know most Dodger fans already feel this way, but as someone who had to, like, also put up with Red Sox fans once they broke their whole curse, that became a little bit intolerable, so. Let's hope that doesn't turn the Giants fans the same way.
It's too late. It's already.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, I know a lot of Dodger fans already feel that way. But for those of us who don't have the longstanding rivalry, it's just a fear that I have.
That's sweet, Lou.
That's sweet.
Oh, let's talk about should we talk about your sweet, sweet Kansas City Chiefs?
No, we're actually not there on the show yet.
I mean, should we bring that one up then?
No, we're good.
Hey, Castle played today, right?
Did
he throw a touchdown?
Brady Quinn and got like a head injury.
Oh, they smashed him. Okay, so did Castle throw a touchdown?
Can they block somebody in Kansas
City? they eventually ran one in, I believe.
Thank you, Lou.
Oh, interesting.
I'm sure you're watching it.
Yeah.
I'm glad, in the end, though, does it really matter? We'll get a higher draft pick and you still won't make the playoffs. So
already looking to next year.
When have you made the playoffs? Have you made the playoffs since, like, 69?
That was last 03. Super Bowl, actually.
03 you guys were there, right?
No, we got in, like, 3 years ago.
I believe Peyton Manning.
The Ravens. What are you guys talking about? You guys are all haters.
No, pretty sure it was Peyton Manning who, like, knocked you out 1 year.
Yeah, is Al Davis still playing for you guys?
he's been managing the team.
Are you guys still taking sprinters for receivers, or are you guys actually going to, actually look for talent?
Hayward Bay had a touchdown on you today.
Oh,
did he?
And he can run about that game. Yeah. How about the Giant game? Let's talk about that game.
No.
Anybody want to talk about that?
No, one's interested in that.
No, nobody wants to talk about
that. No, your team was saved by a finger.
Yeah, Dez Bryant's pinky.
That's typical Dez, though. That's something we come to expect from Dez. I sent him a text right after the game. Thanks.
Thanks, bro.
And good old Tony had himself another quite another basket of turnovers over there. I mean, I don't quite understand. I mean, it has to be time to stop defending him, right?
It's been past time for me.
But that's what I've been thinking myself.
I'm a Giant fan, so I'm a little biased. I'm a little biased because they're in my division, but I'm well aware that that Tony Romo's been on the hot seat for as long as I
don't
remember.
Know, though. I don't think you can blame everything that goes wrong in Dallas on Tony Romo.
I think you can blame some of those interceptions on him.
Oh, no doubt about it, but it's not just him. That team is bad. They're undisciplined. You know, Dez Bryant doesn't run his proper routes. There's so much going on
last
there.
Last year he had a great year. You know,
and he had hurt ribs.
And the Cowboys still didn't do anything. It's not all on Romo.
It's not him.
You got a great receiver on your team and he's a babysitter. Let's talk about him.
You have to start somewhere, though. Like, Romo should be the leader of this team. Like, when is it going to get better?
Yeah, but you guys are all coming from a team that has quarterbacks, Tom Brady, Eli Manning. If you're on a team like, let's say, the Chiefs, or no offense, Lou, the Raiders, who don't have a quarterback, we would take a guy like Romo. You know, he's a top 10 quarterback in the league.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
I mean, yeah, okay, maybe because it's Dallas. Out. It's not. Who are you going to find better right now? No one's going to let go of those top quarterbacks.
That's true.
No, yeah, those guys are always getting contract extensions.
Yeah. And you like, wouldn't. You wouldn't get rid of Romo. And everyone focuses on, let's see, the interceptions or the wacky mistakes and, like, the blunders that happen. You realize that he came back today 23-24.
We let them come back, first of all.
However, I think it might be time for Dallas fans.
So we actually have another caller coming in. You're in the sports booth. Who's joining us?
Three-way call.
That's right. Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Is that Justin?
Yeah. Well, I just heard, I was listening to the show, and I heard you guys talking about a high draft pick for next year. So as a Jaguars fan, I wanted to call in.
Oh, you guys are coming to L.A. soon. You're coming to L.A. soon.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of talk about the Jaguars moving to L.A., and I wanted to clear that up. They're actually moving to London.
That's one of the teams that's in probability and limbo to coming to L.A., as soon as, you know, the new stadium comes in. It's the Jaguars.
I think it's you guys and it's the Chargers. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm sure the Chargers.
I don't think the Chargers are in the mix. That's me saying that. I mean, that'd be a big jump. Oh, man.
Yeah, who's the Kansas City Chiefs fan?
That would be Jacob.
The one that's referring to himself in third person.
I should get third person when we talk about the Chiefs.
I am the Jacob.
Speaking of the royal we, that'd be cooler.
Lou, we're not talking to you right now. Let's listen to the Jaguars.
Yeah, you are.
Let's hear the Jaguars fan talk.
I'm on the air.
I just wanted to put this out. I think today goes down as a good loss for our team. If there was ever such a thing, it's a professional loss. I think today was.
I really like this guy. He's absolutely right. Like, who cares if you finish in, like, you know, 2-14 or 1-15? I'd rather have the higher draft pick. You didn't make the playoffs.
I mean, they were in that game.
They were in that game.
They were definitely in that game.
The end result of that game is 15-24 for those who don't follow our Jaguars but should be following the Packers.
So, Jacob, you're all for throwing games?
Are we going to make the playoffs?
So,
are we going to make the playoffs?
Who thought you were going to make the playoffs in the first place?
I did.
3 weeks ago, you thought you were going to make the playoffs?
Who thought you'd beat Who thought you'd beat New England at 18-0?
You did.
Exactly. No, you didn't. I have to have the same
team. I'm a fan.
But I'm a fan too.
So you honestly thought that you were going to make the playoffs 3 weeks ago?
Yes.
Okay, I can live with that.
We started 0-4 last year and won 4 straight. Like, why wouldn't I think that we could start off bad and do it again?
What's that, Lou?
Let me ask you this now. Then, if you're looking forward to this high draft pick, who do you want to go? Who should the Chiefs go?
I wish we could have this year's draft pick. I went with RG3, but I mean, we're going to have to go for Geno Smith from Virginia Tech. I mean,
who do the Jaguars take in that Barkley? If they get the first pick? Who do the Jaguars want?
You want a black?
Yeah. I think we're going to. I think the Jaguars are going to take a kicker first round.
You can only hope. But you're going to take the best damn kicker you can.
Well, since we
that's
have
our,
a
that's our move.
Fan
that's
and a
our
Raider
move.
Fan,
you, can't
we,
that.
You can trade your pick for Janikowski since he's
that's
pretty,
a great pick.
Yeah.
I need to see that 40 time first.
Well, Janikowski's 40 times actually him. It's the time that it takes him to drink a 40.
Yeah. He'll drink 3 under a minute. He'll drink 3 under a minute. You can't say
that's any Raider fan can drink 3 under a minute. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Hey, how did you guys, absolutely. I have to ask you guys, how did you guys feel about the Falcons game today?
I mean,
The Falcons still undefeated. They win in Philly 7-0.
Philly was projected to win that game.
Matt Ryan, 3 touchdowns. Vic has 1.
Anybody smart? Did they really pick the Eagles to win?
Well, Andy Reid's come out of the bye week, and he's never lost after that.
That's a really cute stat.
Yeah, they broke it.
It's a great stat.
It's really cute.
I never follow those stats. They're the worst stats ever. Like, oh, this guy's 2-4 against a guy.
It's like 11 years of information.
In late October, he averages so many yards.
Well, I mean, you can understand. You guys were 18-0 that year, and you lost a game. So, I mean, it's things happen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really just work out like that.
We take
like,
it, one it was
all, like you said, it's not all on paper.
One
you
know game at a time.
The football gods punished you.
Man, why? Why do we get punished, man?
Moving on.
Spygate. Oh, you're bringing this up again?
Stop reading playbooks.
Jay and I had this big-ass argument in the week about Spygate and him saying that that's the reason we won 3 Super Bowls before that.
Yeah. Have you won one since?
No, you
been down.
You won one.
But
Spygate, the whole Spygate thing was traced back to 2005. When's the last time we won a Super Bowl before that?
I don't know. I'm not a Patriots fan.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I only know that we beat you guys every
twice,
time.
Twice, I know. Every time we're matched up. I know, man.
You don't want to see us a third time. I know.
I do.
That's kind of ridiculous. I mean, that's like the Babe Ruth thing.
Let's bring this up right now because we talked about the Giants thing, okay? Jay Harrison, the man over here, says that the Giants will repeat as Super Bowl champs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that anybody else agree with that?
No.
No.
That's difficult. There's no reason they can't go deep in the playoffs. That's too much to say that a team could go back to back. I mean, it's pretty monumental when they do.
Well, there's a lot of parity in the league this year, so I think it's gonna be really difficult at any point to pick a champion. So if you are the champion, you know, that would be the team that has to be the front runner in a year like this, in my opinion, because the Falcons are proven not to get it done. So in my opinion, it's not, you know, crazy to think that. You know, it's a possibility. Do I see it happening? No, but they have a good chance of anybody else.
Yeah, I think you guys are going to end the season very well with a great record, and you guys are going to go.
I don't know about that either. I mean, the second half of your schedule is brutal, right?
We had the same thing last year. It's all about momentum. But, you know, me being a fan, I look at my team week by week. We get better week by week. Our defense is stepping up. We're making plays. Like I said, like, we have some injuries back there. Kenny Phillips got hurt, a couple weeks ago. Player today, Stevie Brown, came up with 3 takeaways on Romo. And the Cowboys.
On Romo.
It'll happen to your boy Romo. It won't happen to someone like Tom.
Romo.
Okay.
3
good
decisions.
No,
it won't.
Good old Tony.
That is ridiculous. Look, this is how ridiculous. And I'm saying all your momentum and all that brouhaha that you're bringing up is not good enough for you guys to get a World Series.
How did you guys get beat last year?
I know, for you guys.
On momentum.
On momentum. Yeah, you guys had a great. No, you guys had the best matchup. Okay, you guys have the linebackers to get Tom Brady out of position and out of the pocket, which is exactly what you guys did. Try to make a move, sacked him ridiculous amounts of times, prevented him to go take the deep ball, and was cutting the short routes on all the tight ends. Okay,
so how about this? Because the New England looks like a front runner, could be in the AFC. So what if they face each other again in the Super Bowl?
Well, we won't have wide receivers covering your wide receivers this time.
Whose fault is that?
But I'm just saying.
We had the youngest team going on.
That speaks to lack of depth more than anything.
No, we had a ton of injuries, and I mean that's no excuse. That's no excuse at all.
Oh, you're making an excuse.
No, I'm not. We lost. We lost the game, but I think this year we'd fare better.
Regardless of those, probably the only injury that I saw as a big one was Gronk getting injured, and that's it because he couldn't pivot, couldn't move, couldn't run. I understand.
Yeah, he was a
decoy. Dancing at after parties then.
Yeah, he had a great time afterwards. Hey, man, I would try to find some joy after getting my ass whooped in the Super Bowl, too. I had this conversation with somebody else. I don't agree with it. I think, you know, as passionate fans, that they should be as passionate. But I also understand that if you're as passionate as a fan and it's up to you to win the game, what does that do to you? That would tear you apart. I wouldn't be surprised if I'd kill myself if I was that passionate. And I think, man, I didn't win this game because of me.
We know how Gronk took it.
Yeah.
He took it well.
He took it by taking off his shirt with a bunch of other men.
Yeah. And taking pictures of porn stars. Like, he's a real class act.
All right, we're dying. I digress.
I try to model my life after him.
Class act. All right. I'm going to make a bet right now.
Let's do it.
Just thought this was so ridiculous that you would say that they're going to win again.
Throw it out.
And let's see how big of a fan he is right now.
Does anybody, and I don't believe in money. Money is such the weakest thing to pay somebody. I want humiliation. That's what I want, okay?
Oh, wear the jersey?
So, and I'm not even doing the jersey because I want people to be able to remember this and see this and hear this, okay?
The tat.
Do you watch? No, we're not doing the tat. We're not doing the tat.
That's life, Lou. No. This ain't prison, Lou.
Get out of my suggestions, Lou. Somebody has to get shot. No. All right. Who watches How I Met Your Mother? Anybody watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, sometimes.
No, I just do that in real life.
I just do that in real life. So, slap bet. Do you know what the slap bet is?
Yeah, I know the slap bet. Thanksgiving. Okay.
I don't have the heart to slap somebody in the face, but I came up with this.
We have the camera
I'll do
in
it.
Here.
Do you know? We do have a camera in here. Do you know who Ric Flair is?
Woo! Yeah.
A Ric Flair slap bet. All right. Ooh. Five slaps to the chest.
The chest slap?
Ooh. Five slaps, bare chest, on air, live, in the sports
booth.
Deeper.
Whoever's team goes
deeper. No, we're not doing that.
No.
If you have so much faith in your Giants going to the Super Bowl and winning it.
No, you did call your Giants.
You said the Giants. That's what we're betting.
That was your prediction.
If I don't get to the Super Bowl, you're going to try to slap my chest.
Yes.
Five times on air. And we will all go.
I'm double dog daring you on the air. Put your team up. You got
put my team up. Who will go farther?
You got to the Super Bowl last year.
Who will go farther?
Yeah.
The AFC is decimated. You don't want to make that bet.
How about chest slaps on whoever gets the highest draft pick?
Both of you.
I'll do it.
Five slaps each. You guys can get five slaps each on me.
I want to be in this. I want to slap
this. Both of you are fans, five slaps each, and I get five on each of you.
I want to slap your chest, though, too, so I'll be on their side on this.
You're playing for draft picks. You don't have to help.
15 slaps to the chest,
son.
Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, we're on.
We're shaking live.
We're shaking live, guys. That is it. Lou, if you want to come in the studio, I'll slap Jay in the chest. Feel free.
Whoever goes deeper is not getting slapped, doing the slapping.
That.
I hope we don't get out at the same time.
We're getting
that whole segment was real sweet right now. Just want to tell you.
Lou, hang on.
Oh, thanks, Lou. This is coming from the Raider fan.
All right.
Yeah, we beat you.
Yeah, congrats. Yeah,
congrats.
You moved to the number three pick instead of the number one pick. Congratulations.
Yeah, your team's awful. Yeah,
you're sweet, though.
That's sweet. Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break here live in the sports booth. You got callers, you can call in too. 800-893-9562. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Who's like the sweetest guy I know?
Lou just hung out on the line.
Yeah. Put your damn hands up. I'm in the middle with a hand and a hammer. Put your damn hands up. I'm in the middle with a hand and a hammer. Put your damn hands up. I'm in the middle with a hand and a hammer. Put your damn hands up. I'm in the middle with a hand and a hammer. You in the crowd with a handful of cameras. Me and my people, we got all the damn answers. So one time for the people who made me, and two times for the people that hate me. We here. We here. Jeez, I think I lack the motivation. I think I lack the motivation. The motivation. Or maybe I don't have the patience. Or maybe I don't have the patience for fakeness. Lame shit, never make it. You'll probably fuck around and blame it on the racist. And every time they ask me what my name is, look them in the face and tell them I'm the latest. Shit from the pits up in Holly, where can't spend money and then falling up with Barbies. With superficial and superstitious niggas is folly. They give their heart to Shaniqua and then fuck around with Carlies. Questions and answers, cancerous. Say you had enough chances. Dancing with the devil, girl, just because you was bad don't mean that you on my level. Put your damn hands up. I'm in the middle with a hand and a hammer. You in the crowd with a handful of cameras. Me and my people, we got all the damn answers. So one time for the people who made me, and two times for the people that hate me. We here. We here. Wow. I think I lack the inspiration. I think I lack the inspiration. The inspiration. Forgot to take my medication. Forgot to take my medication. Damn. Niggas need a superhero. I'm more like a Dr. Evil. Lock the keyhole. Rocks are regal and vivid. Giving women a number that's only got six digits. Here you go, baby.
Asshole.
Girl, please. You the baddest girl ever from your toes to your knees. If that cross that you rock make your asshole lead, then my ass don't bleed. I say my ass don't bleed. Yeah. What's your religion? I mean supervision. I mean, what's the difference between a minute and infinity? I got the power, I got the soul. They fell off the game, so I'm putting them on. Put your damn hands up. I'm in the middle with a hand and a hammer. You in the crowd with a handful of cameras. Me and my people, we got all the damn answers. So one time for the people who made me, and two times for the people that hate me. We here.
800-893-9562. That's in the sports booth. If you want to call in, disagree, agree, make a ruckus, it's all good. We had two callers in. We have one joining us live right now. You're in the sports booth. Who's this?
This is Justin.
Oh, hey, what's up, Cross?
And Justin, hey, man, you're in the sports booth. What would you like to talk about? Did you hear any of the wild stuff we've been talking about so far?
Yeah. Well, I just heard, the last thing I heard was like five guys talking about slapping each other. So
no, it's 3-on-1, but it's close. It's good.
That sounds even worse. It's 3-on-1.
I want to cause a ruckus. I have a proposal. It's tied 7-7 on the Sunday night game.
Okay.
Who's picking New Orleans to win this game? Who's picking Denver
to win
this
Denver.
Game?
Jay's picking Denver.
Jacob's picking Denver as well.
I also got Denver. And that's
I got the Saints.
What?
The Giants fan has the Saints.
I'm not a Giants fan. People are going to start believing that.
I believe it. Like, they should believe it. You picked them in five as a true Giants fan.
I heard they were going to send you a ring to your house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Joe Porter.
All right. Let's get this pick out of the way, though, guys. So, it's tied right now. It's New Orleans and the Denver Broncos. Three for one on New Orleans and Denver Broncos. So, why Broncos?
The defense is better.
I just think New Orleans has too many problems with their own defense.
Vit just came back. Like, you know, that team's kind of, you know, it's a hard year for them.
Who, Vilma?
Just in general, New Orleans. Vilma, it's just a hard year for them with everything going on within their organization.
I don't know. I know that the Broncos just had that, 24-point comeback against
San Diego.
But we saw what happened to San Diego today. They scored 6 points at Cleveland.
The Browns.
So what does that really say? I think the Saints are, you know, the better team, even though the Broncos
You're
have
forgetting
the
most
much
important
better record.
Part about that comeback, though. Peyton Manning was playing.
No,
he's playing right now.
Stop.
Oh,
that was the Broncos defense. They made up the difference in the score.
Are you a Tebow fan, too?
No, I'm not.
It's too late for that, man. It's too late for that. I got to talk about Tebow, too, actually.
What do you think, Justin? Let me hear what Justin wants to say about the game. Who's going to win?
I just think that you guys should do some Ric Flair slaps to the chest. Whoever loses tonight's game.
I don't care. I do not care about this game enough to slap the chest.
I'll take one chest slap if Mike wants to do it on Denver and New Orleans, because it's even right now next week. I will take it straight to the chest.
Who's got the ball right now?
Who's got the ball right now? How much time is left?
It's like 40 minutes left in the game.
Drew Brees just threw an interception to Wesley Woodyard.
I'm still going to go Saints.
Have you guys seen the Saints punter? You seen the ponytail he's got?
I don't like
that peeks out. The Saints punter has a ponytail? Yeah, I'm picking Denver to win.
You only get one ponytail per team. That's a rule.
Only long.
He looks like Mankind.
Oh, man, the thin hair. The only long hair allowed in the NFL are dreads. That's it. Everything else, you got to take out. Oh, and Clay Matthews.
Yeah, Clay Matthews. He has beautiful
hair, guys.
Clay and Polamalu, if you don't have dreads.
Oh, it's Troy. It's true.
Polamalu has beautiful hair.
No, but this guy, the punter for the Saints, looks like Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack. Oh, man. You're going to throw some Dude Love in here, too, man?
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's jokes. All right, well.
C Jack.
That's the picks. All right. There's also another game going on tomorrow, Monday Night Football. The 49ers against the Cardinals. Okay, who do you guys have picked for that? Because that's actually a good matchup for me that I like.
San Fran. I didn't buy into the whole Arizona being hot early. What did they get up to, 4-0?
4-0, yes.
I didn't believe much into that.
Yeah, their schedule wasn't that impressive either.
At Arizona?
Yeah.
Schedule and conference minus a couple teams in their division. I mean,
that's a tough division.
It's tough this year.
Really tough
division. We didn't think it was going to be that tough, but it is tough.
I'm going... I got love for my boy Fitz, man. I'm gonna go Arizona by three.
Arizona by three. I have a tight game as well, actually.
If San Fran wins by three, I won't be surprised. I think it's gonna be a close game either way. But I got to give a, you know, just because they're the home team, I'll give them the slight edge. Even though I know the Niners are the favorite, but that's just, you know, something I gotta go with.
I mean, you got to look at Frank Gore. He's banged up the ribs. The Niners have scored 13 in their last two games. 13. What did they score against Seattle? 13.
Yeah, but they just played back to back. Great defensive teams.
No, they played the Jets. No.
Before
sorry.
That,
after
they played,
that, who did they play?
They played Seattle.
They played Giants in Seattle, and then
the Giants shut them out. That's who I was thinking of. So the Giants shut them out, and they scored 13. They're not putting up any kind of points. Frank Gore's hurt. I like the Cardinals by 10.
Whoa! I like that pick, though.
That's brave.
I like that.
I'll
probably
go
wrong.
3-point spread. I mean, yeah, we're not losing.
What'd you say, Justin?
I said, Porter, you're probably going to get slapped in the chest. they like that because they want to slap you. That's why they like it.
We just want to see bare chest in here, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about.
Red bare chest, you know, like swollen a little bit. That's good, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. So there is an interesting list that came out actually, and you can stay on for this, Justin. So the NFL players voted the most overrated players in the NFL right now. So I'm going to give you guys a list between 1 through 5, and you can tell me if that's the order you agree or if you would, if it, one of them's not fair. I think one is not fair, but I'll save that for later. So number one, the most overrated player is Tim Tebow, followed by Sanchez, Romo, Michael Vick, and then Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis can't be on that list.
I think he can be at this point in his career. He definitely deserves
Have
the
you
spot
seen
on
his
list.
Resume?
You see what you said, year? Though? Resume.
Yeah.
I'm talking about now.
Now.
He's not overrated, though.
I think people regard him as a force to be scared of, you know?
He
killed a man, though.
No. Yeah, he did kill
he
a man.
Like, let's just be Jay. Real. Like, OJ, so, he got off. Ray got off. But yeah. Let's just be real. We know what they both
we
did.
We know he did it.
Like, you got to be scared.
Everyone knows he got away with it.
He's a preacher who killed a man. Like, that's the most scariest thing in the world. Like,
he's not killing a man every year either, man.
It was one time.
It was that one time.
I guarantee you had the opportunity to kill a man every single year.
So happened to die at the hands of Ray Lewis. But it wasn't like a thing on purpose.
I want to hear your justification.
Okay, yeah, I just want to kind of go over it really quickly. I think Tebow, number one, does not belong on the list, first of all, because
I agree with that.
That doesn't make any sense. Just for a guy to be overrated, he's got to be good in the first place. I don't think Tebow's a very good quarterback.
With the Heisman Trophy.
I don't care about college. I'm talking about pros. So
He's won a playoff game.
Oh, what?
All right. There's a lot of guys who've won a playoff.
I know, man.
Brad Johnson
and
won a Super Bowl.
Carson Palmer.
They were probably on a list just like this, though.
Okay, and then Sanchez, yes, he's overrated.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think to some extent. Tony Romo, no, should not be on the list because he's an undrafted guy. He's still passing for 22,000 yards in the NFL. Yes, he turns the ball over. Doesn't belong on the list. I don't think people still put him at that.
I mean, if Romo's on the Niners, could they not win a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Let's just be real. It depends on what team you're on. And you're on America's team, the team that's most loved in America. So there's all this, all these disadvantages that he has just going into the season being a Cowboys quarterback. And that's not his fault.
Right.
He's still a top 10 quarterback in the league, maybe not top 5, but he's like in that 7-8 range.
Maybe that's what makes him overrated, though, is that he is in America's
spotlight.
It's a spotlight. Like, everyone's going to look to him. Everyone's going to look to who's the one passing the ball for the Dallas Cowboys.
Ray Lewis isn't one of the best middle linebackers in the game still?
Of all time.
Not right now. I don't think he's that big of a force.
I can give you four better guys.
Yeah, please.
Patrick Willis.
One.
Okay. Urlacher. Better than Ray Lewis. Yes, he is.
Still?
Yes, he is.
You're talking about Lifetime Achievement Award.
No, we're talking about right now. We're talking about right now.
I don't know. I don't know if I go Urlacher. I'll take Ray Lewis over Urlacher.
Yeah, yeah. Really? Hold on. Urlacher almost got cut from this year's Bears squad. Yeah. Totally overrated.
I'll give you guys a stat. Last year when Ray Lewis was out, the Ravens went 4-0 or 5-0. They don't really need him anymore.
But he's on the sideline yelling at everybody.
What? I can do that.
He's using it not like Ray Lewis.
I can do that, man.
Not when he's showing you the piece that
not
he has tucked into
his not in a zoot suit and a top.
You better run. Run.
He's doing it in a zoot suit and a top. A zoot suit and a top hat.
And a 22 caliber.
And a 22 caliber. It's the one. The zoot suit's like whatever. Everything
and
else.
And one in the shoe.
One in the shoe, man. All right. So I agree with Porter in this list. Tebow should not be in here because you should be a quarterback that actually plays before you should be rated to be anywhere. And he does not. Okay. Sanchez, yes, you're overrated. I'll put you at number one in this list. Lewis.
For sure.
I would argue whether you need to be there or not. If this was a list of the top three, then Lewis would not be there. Oh. Michael Vick, yes, because his team does not help him out anyway. I think Romo and Vick are kind of on the same boat.
No one blocks for Mike Vick.
No one does.
And they're running in on bright seven side, step drops.
But on the same hand, drops. What about Romo? And the ball's flying over his head once the center snaps.
I'll give you Romo and Vick being on the same page, but they're both guys who could win a Super Bowl if they have the right team.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's what I'm saying. Matt Castle can't win a Super Bowl. Carson Palmer can't win a Super Bowl. You know, to me, Matt Schaub can't win a Super Bowl. So, there are guys who I think can win a Super Bowl. And those
Why
are
Why can't
guys,
Matt Schaub win a Super Bowl?
He's not good enough.
No. That's simply it. That's strong. You really don't think he's
Brad good Johnson, enough?
Brad Johnson. You had the best running back in the league and maybe one of the best receivers in the league, and you still can't get it
but
done.
But Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl with the Bucks. So
and
if
Trent
he won
Dilfer.
A Super
Bowl,
Trent those guys won Super Bowls.
But,
I think Matt Schaub
two
won a
guys
Super
that
Bowl.
We're naming in 30 years.
They didn't win it, they didn't lose it.
Well, there you go. He can
That's
get a ring.
That's all you have to do,
Trent Dilfer ran, what, he had 68 yards or something?
I don't think they do, but I think since you have guys like that that have done it, you can't rule
I
him out.
I think Schaub can tag along and get the ring.
No,
yeah, hold
I think
on.
He can too. Yeah, Schaub's very good.
What do you mean?
How long has Schaub been playing for, though? It's like
about 8 years, but he was a backup.
He was a backup for Vic in Atlanta.
Yeah, and he beat, 2 or 3 years ago, they took out the Pats?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. That was his performance.
I think there's more to Mashaab. I think there's a lot more to be seen. Who do you guys think will be the next quarterback to win a Super Bowl who hasn't done it yet?
Who hasn't done it yet?
First-year quarterback?
Yeah. Matt
Flacco.
Ryan.
Joe Flacco.
I like Flacco, actually.
Yeah. Has not done it yet.
Joe Flacco.
Maybe Alex Smith.
I would say Alex Smith.
Not because of him, but more so because of the team behind him.
Wow. That's a good question. I would probably have to say, I don't like Ryan, so I'm going to go Flacco.
I like Flacco. Those three, though. One of those three.
That's crazy that we didn't even think Matt Ryan, and we just took him out.
Oh, I thought of him immediately.
Yeah, but I didn't even consider Matt Ryan.
I thought of him, but no.
I didn't, but I'm also the same old that I don't think he could take it all the way.
I'm not going to pick anybody from my division either. Or conference.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want Mark Sanchez getting a Super Bowl ring.
We got another caller coming in for the closing minutes of the NFL, but you're in the sports booth. Who is this?
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. Hey, the ambitious girl.
We actually have a girl caller.
From Sports Nation. Congratulations. You're our first caller in I don't know how long, man.
We all want to date you?
We're all going to be overly creepy, so don't worry.
Oh, God.
Internet radio.
And then she hung up. Yeah. And then she went... out of here. All right.
I don't even know what that was.
That was Flintstones running, man. I'm sorry. Kathy, we're over here lollygagging. What is it you wanted to talk about?
The overrated list. A couple things. Yeah. I think that neither Tebow nor Mark Sanchez should be on the list because nobody expects either of them to be good or produce anything. Okay. So I kind of think they're both a wash on that. And as far as Ray Lewis, he might deserve to be on the list, but I don't think he deserves to be number five. I mean, it's just...
Who would you have at number one? Because you took out you forgot the top two who were voted on there.
I was just pissed off about the Ray Lewis and the Mark Sanchez thing because two totally different reasons. But overrated, I mean, you guys are talking about Mike Vick and saying that, you know, he doesn't get blocks and everything. But, I mean, he's just been continuously doing bad. Like... And everybody keeps expecting him to be great, and he keeps failing at it, whether it's just him or just it's a combination of things from his O-line to him, you know, running and not being able to be guarded for. It's just he's the one that keeps living up and not living up to the expectations that are keep being given to him. So I would put him at number one.
That's a great point. I think that's a great point.
Well, you talked about Mark Sanchez, you know, not being expected to do much, but here's a guy who's been to the AFC Championship game, and now it seems like he's regressed. Like, he's just worse than he was then. What do you think about
Mark
that?
Mark Sanchez has always been a cupcake to me. Ooh. I mean, I've always seen him as soft. So, I mean, I'm an SC fan, and when he's in the NFL, I mean, it's a totally different ballgame. But I've never seen Mark Sanchez as that quarterback that could take somebody through the playoffs and make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl.
Me neither.
Never seen him be that guy.
Those first years?
He's never disappointed my expectation because there's never been, like, an expectation. Like, with Michael Vick, people love watching his athleticism, so they expect him to do these great things on the field because he has done them before. But he's just so many times, like, you know, you're just like, oh, they're gonna do this today, and he's going to be great. And he just... Falls short every time.
He's responsible for about 80% of their turnovers, too.
What do you think about Mark Sanchez when he went to two straight AFC championships with that mindset, though?
Defense.
It was their defense.
I'm just wondering, though.
Revis Island.
You know, but you can't always put the blame on the quarterback and then when they do good, like, say, oh, it was the defense. Like, I mean, he did get them there. So it's not like he wasn't that far from the Super Bowl. I agree with you. I think he's a little soft.
He wasn't strong enough to lead them through.
Agreed.
It's one thing to get there. It's another thing to finish and do what you can there to do. If you get there and then go home, then it doesn't matter.
No, I agree that me personally, I was surprised he even made two straight AFC championships. But, you know, I kind of have the same mindset as you. But he kind of proved me wrong in those first couple of years because of that, in my opinion.
Yeah, we're not in those first couple of years right now, are we? We're here now.
I like it. That's moxie, son. That's moxie. You gotta have it. So, Kathy, we're gonna move on to the NBA for a little bit. I don't know if you want to stick around for that.
I'm supposed to be doing schoolwork right now. You guys are a little bit distracting, but
awesome. That's great.
I'm gonna have to get.
That is good
news.
I'm
gonna have to get back to my schoolwork. But if you guys talk about something that interests me, and because I'm listening while I'm doing my work, but if I hear something, I'll call back.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in. All right.
You're welcome.
I don't think Justin's on here either. So thanks to Justin when you were listening in, man.
Oh, and can I say one more thing? thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that guy that called earlier, was he really a Jaguars fan? Is there really
those
out there?
No, those exist.
Yeah, he is a Jaguars
fan. No, he was lying. He had to be.
MLP, I really thought that was Kevin Wayne calling in, talking about losing professionally.
He is a Jaguars fan. He definitely is.
And Porter's really a Giants fan, so.
No, I'm not. I hate Giants.
I'm telling everybody in Sports Nation.
Post on Sports Nation.
Sports Nation is a group on Facebook. If you guys want to.
As you post it, I would like it. Trust
me. Oh,
no. Oh, gosh. All right. Thanks for calling in, Kathy.
You're welcome.
All right. So we only got like 10 minutes. Hey, we just talked about this before. So if you're listening in, we might make this a 2-hour show. You might do it because I think we have
we need that.
We need that a little bit because I'm here.
The people need that.
I know. If you look at what I have on the rundown, I have NBA, you know, I have soccer, I have the NHL. And, you know, even just this conversation, the NBA that I have up here, this is like half an hour discussion. But I'm not going to get into that. We're probably going to save that for the next show. There's two things from the NBA. So I want to do this just for. All right, that's enough of that. So, one of the biggest moves, and this happened yesterday, and I thought it was the craziest thing, but now it makes sense to me. James Harden has been traded to the Rockets. He turned down a $55.5 million deal for 4 years.
Thank God.
All right. Idiot. What do you? I hear a lot of that. So there's some celebrations. There's some anger. So what are you guys thinking about that?
I know James Harden's from L.A., so I know he's helping us out. So,
that's the motive behind it?
I think so, dog. He's from went to Artesia High School.
You know, I mean, to me, players like this piss me off for the simple reason that you have a chance to win a championship. You know what I'm saying?
And to be a part of a lot.
Is $12 million a year not enough? Like, you know, is that not enough money for you to, like, be satisfied? I like guys who goes place like Steve Nash and Dwight Howard. Like, regardless of how it happened, regardless that I don't like the Lakers, at least they're going somewhere to try to win a championship. And James Harden's going to go to the Rockets now because you didn't want to sign a 4-year, $55 million deal.
And he's 22?
You're an idiot.
Yeah, well, the other part to that, too, of the deal is that he was about $1 million short from being paid the max. And I guess that's what he was pushing for. And that his quote after everything, he's like, it just all happened so fast. I bet, man.
That sounds like a drunk night at the club.
It's not a total loss for him. I mean, granted, I'm happy about it. I didn't want him to stay in OKC.
Well, you're a Laker fan.
Would you rather live in Houston or Oklahoma? I mean,
I'd rather win a championship.
I'd rather play with Russell Westbrook.
Hold on. There's no state tax in Houston either. So
and there's also no offense, no black people really either. Unless you're an athlete, like that's about it. So, I mean,
well,
to me,
he's
like,
got the whole Houston Rockets team.
Are we talking about living in Texas or are we talking about?
I don't want to live there, but.
Living in Texas or like playing in the NBA, man, because you're traveling for, what, half of the year? Also, 8 months out of the year?
You have a chance to play with a guy who might go down as one of the best players this era when eventually it's all said and done. Like, and you're going to Houston. You're going to Houston. That team has nothing.
I don't think he realized that was the other option. I think he was just like, hey, I think I'm worth the max. I don't think you guys are going to be as good without me. I want this. If you don't want it. If you don't want to give me that, fine. And then they traded him.
Where did he think he was going to go, though?
I guess he thought he was going to budge.
I think he was trying to push.
He thought he was going to get them to sign him.
You fire that agent today for possibly the worst move of your career, where now everything either, if you don't get traded to a better team or have an outstanding year this year around, you're going to be forgotten.
He's going to be the star there. He's still going to be good.
Yeah, well, at least he gets the start. That's the bright
star
side.
On a 10th place team in the West.
He could have started on OKC. It's just a preference to bring him off the bench in OKC.
No, I think him being off the bench is perfect. He has to be the sixth man of the year.
It was.
Because when Durant and the rest of those guys are out, you have a scorer on the floor, which is good. And you can be the best player on a team in Houston and still be, you know, 10th in the West. That's not that good of a thing. I think Kevin Martin might be a sleeper this year. Like, that guy's he has had really good years.
We got another caller still. You're in the sports booth. Who's this?
It's a Jaguars fan again.
Can't get rid of you, man. We're back, dude. Somebody believed it wasn't you, that you were real.
He's back to defeat the point.
You tuning in about the NBA, so let us know.
I had a quick comment about James Harden. I think it's pretty clear he got caught up in Linsanity.
Linsanity.
Yeah, that's his backcourt mate now.
Not to mention, guys, it takes a lot of money to maintain a beard like that, okay?
A lot of maintenance.
White the groomage.
You got to pay somebody to pick the crumbs out of there, man. Well, yeah. And you know what? The cool thing, well, not the cool thing. I think the Thunder actually improved getting rid of James Harden.
I disagree completely. They
got two guards. Okay, none who match up to him, but they got Kenyon Martin and they got the rookie Lamb. I don't even know his first name. That's all.
Jeremy.
It's Jeremy Lamb. It's great that they came away with some draft picks because that would have not been enough. Just getting Jeremy Lamb.
Yeah, I agree with that. I still think they lost here.
I still think you don't lose that guy and say you got better.
You are underrating Kevin Martin. Two years ago, he scored 25 points a game.
Yeah, and last year was at 17.
Right,
what,
but same guys, here's the thing.
No, he played on Houston last year.
But he played on Sacramento 2 years ago, which I stated.
Yeah, but either way, he's okay.
Averaging 25.
He can get 20. What do you think he's going to get this year playing with KD and Russell?
I think he can
Is he coming off the bench or is he starting?
He's coming off the bench.
You would not mess up that starting five.
You wouldn't mess up that starting five.
You'd bring him off the bench like Harden.
Yeah, I would.
Exactly.
I mean, Harden's not really a true point guard anyways, creating plays. He's driving hard in the paint and scoring points.
So if you look at it, they got a starter from Houston, a rookie and two future draft and first round
picks. That's not that bad.
It's not like Harden's
the best player on the team.
They were in the NBA finals last year. Do you think they're going back to the NBA finals with this team?
No, but I'm just saying.
I want to see them play.
Chemistry wise,
OKC is screwed.
I can't decide that off paper. I got to see how they gel too. Because
that's the other thing. So
the preseason just ended or ends today, I think, or tomorrow.
It's been done, right?
It's been over since it started.
Okay. Thank God, 0-6 Lakers. Jesus, 0-8 preseason. Anyways, I need to see them gel. I need to see what that looks like.
The Lakers haven't quite gelled yet either, though. So it's not like the Thunder are going against teams that are already like established. They're going to go against the Lakers, and you're only adding one new player for a guy. No offense, Kevin Martin's probably had a better career up until this point than James Harden. He has. He averaged like 25 or 26 for a few years. That's not a bad player to get with two first-round picks and a possibly good rookie.
The picks are the best part of the deal. I don't know how Kevin.
I think he's a big deal, man. The thing about James Harden that strikes me most is playoffs. He got shut down in the finals. Yeah. Shut down terribly. Okay? And you were thinking, okay, he's the big three. Then it became the big two. Then it became Russell Westbrook trying to score all the points.
Yep.
You know? So I think it's a good pickup. It's interesting. I want to see how that's going to work. It's going to look really good to me, I think. But, you know, he's not a replacement by any means for James Harden. But he's a good pickup.
But he's not Harden.
So something cool that happened this last week is that we're on a fantasy league. Yay, we're basketball.
All of us, yeah. Tomorrow's the draft, guys. Good luck.
I know, tomorrow's the draft. I hate you guys a little bit for this because I can't believe I agreed. You know what I did the night that I joined the league?
I made
a 50-man roster of people I would draft in the order in case of anything would happen.
Well, you know, it was a franchise league, which I beat Jay last year in the championship, just to put that out there. So we're starting a new league because there are so many new players. So it's just going to be a one-year league. So we're actually kind of like making it accommodating for you guys. And I'll be repeating. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't think so.
Whatever, dude. I'm totally confident. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get LeBron James and then not play him.
You better.
and then not play him and throw everybody off.
I would quit fantasy basketball for the rest of my life. Like, I'd be like, that's
kind of
move.
If I had the first round pick, I would totally get LeBron James, not play him, and win the league.
I wouldn't talk to you. I wouldn't be here on Sundays. You wouldn't get a phone call, like, no Christmas cards or anything.
That'd be awesome, dude. That'd be my life's goal almost if I could do it this year. I'm going to start joining a bunch of leagues until I get the first round pick.
Yeah, right.
All right. There's something I did want to talk about because we mentioned it yesterday. We have a couple minutes. Not yesterday, last week. So the D Rose situation. How good can the Bulls be without him? Because he's not going to be playing. He's pushing for recovery. And a lot of people are suggesting for him to just take the whole season off.
As a Bulls fan?
Let's ask the one Bulls fan here.
Well, since I'm a Bulls fan, I've seen six championships in my lifetime. I'm probably the most accomplished to talk about this. I thought the same thing before I thought last year. The Heat are still a better team with or without D. Rose in our team unless we make trades. So, I mean, I still think it's the Heat's, you know, East to lose until they get their championships. So, I mean, I don't think I'd rather he take the year off. I want that kid forever. So take the year off. I don't think either way, if you come back, we're going to win it. Or if worst comes to worst, let's get like the 7-8 seed and he comes back real late in the season.
Who's going to start for you guys? C.J. Watson or John?
He's gone. C.J. Watson with the
Lucas,
Nets.
Right? Is it Lucas the third now?
Good old Luke, man.
Yeah. I mean, that team is going to, I don't know how many games.
Remember that
guys
movie? Lucas was pretty good.
How many games are you guys going to win?
I'd be happy with 500. Without Rose, I'd
just
be
just getting in, just getting. I just think the defense is still intact.
No, that's the thing. We got Joakim, we got Luol Deng, who was an All Star last year, so we're not a bad team.
Your front court's great.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I still think in the East, maybe not the West, we're a playoff team, but I think for this year, if we hold out on Rose coming back until the end of the season and we're somehow in the playoffs, that's the perfect time to bring him back.
Can you beat the Pacers without Rose?
I believe
no.
so.
No.
I believe so, because I think they run a lot through Roy Hibbert, and I think Danny Granger is on a consistent downfall, so I don't see that team continuing to beast like they did last
David
year.
David West, Paul George?
Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think like they're going to beat the Pacers.
We might not beat them, but I don't think they're going to be that much further ahead
I think
of
they beat you in five or six.
They'll sweep.
I'll give you a couple
five
games.
I'll give
you
a couple
games. Well, you are a Giants fan. You got pretty good predictions.
It's not going to end, man. This whole week. I'll all right, guys. We're done here in the sports booth. We have a lot to talk about. Thank God the NBA starts next season. I mean, next week, I should say. And we're going to be seeing what we can do about getting a two-hour show so you can't shut us up, all right? You're in the sports booth. Thank you for joining in. See you next week.
Boom. We'll be right back.